What is something you always wanted until you got it? We've all had that, right? Where I think of it mostly as a kid. What did you desperately want until you got it? And you're like, yeah. But also, I think some people dating is that way. Mm-hmm. I'm going to think of two people that I went out with. One that I wanted to go out with for 2 years. And then when she broke up with her boyfriend and we started hanging out, I'm like, we're good friends.
Yeah,
and I want to have sex with you, but I do not want to be in a relationship with you. Mm-hmm. That is a terrible combination of things because now you really like me. Like the first time we hung out as like an official date, I was already moving to Omaha. And she said, I'm going to bring you a golden retriever and we're going to live together. And I went,
what?
I was just hoping for like to use some lube up or something. I don't know. It was bad.
Yeah, that's serious.
But not all of them are that way. Could be something simple. Anything come to mind for you guys?
Yeah. Aside from relationships, yeah, I have one. But it was, and it was a thrill when I got it at first. And it was, I was 7 years old, and I had learned how to ride a bike, and I had been riding a bike for a couple of years, but it was like a hand-me-down bike. And so I had my eye on this bike, and it was sweet. It was like Detroit Lions color. So it was silver and blue. It was this Schwinn Stingray. And it had a kick ass. It had like a thicker back tire on it than the front tire, and it had the banana seat. It almost had like a dragster look to it, or a low rider.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And then I got that, and I could not have been more excited. And then 6 months later, everyone else on Earth got a BMX bike because those were new.
Oh, that's true.
BMX bikes weren't a thing.
Yeah.
They were all banana seat bikes. So I had like the freshest, coolest bike. And then all of a sudden I did not. Everyone had like Diamondbacks and Mongooses.
And you're riding around like a kid from the 50s.
No gears, uphill is the worst.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I had one of those too. It was pink and I thought it was the coolest thing. Mm-hmm. But it was great because I lived in a very flat town. But man, I couldn't take that thing anywhere else.
Yeah, all the BMX bikes were all one gear, too.
Oh, were they? Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But they were better.
But they were cool. Yeah, they were cooler.
As a kid, I really wanted one of those light bright.
Yeah.
And then I got it, and I didn't like the smell of the construction paper. I thought that was terrible. And then having to, like, push those little lights in, like, really got the tips of your fingers. And I thought to myself, I don't care for this as much as I thought I would. And then it would light up, and then you have to take it apart so you could do another one.
Have a one-time use.
Yeah, it's not really that fun.
Mm-hmm. Hated those.
When I was a kid, there was a toy. It was called Sky Dancers. And basically, you just put them on this little thing and you pulled a string and they'd shoot off of it.
Yeah, I remember those.
But the commercials made it seem like they were going to soar through the air like beautiful fairies.
And stay up there a long time.
But these things went up and back down. And I remember finally getting one. It was like the big thing I wanted for my birthday. And yeah, we got it and shot it around a few times and that was that. And I was like, this is so disappointing.
So disappointing.
But the theme song for them was beautiful.
How did it go?
It was like, Sky Dancers fly, fly just for you, pretty Sky Dancers, fly for me too.
Nicely done.
Thank you. I loved it.
That's not the first time you've sung that recently.
No, it gets stuck in my head all the damn time.
That was amazing.
For me, it was Moon Shoes.
Like moon boots?
No, moon shoes. They were these
moon
shoes. Like springy ones?
Yeah, it was this. It was like a big platform that you would stand on, and it had a ton of rubber bands and every like elastic that would go from side to side, and you'd strap your feet into it. So when you jump, it was like it would propel you to the moon.
You could dunk.
Yeah, yeah, that was the worst. I remember me and my friend watching the commercials. Like, oh man, we gotta save up $50 each and buy those things. And they were terrible.
Oh, that's the worst when you save and save and save. Yeah. Does this count? I always wanted, I don't think it does. I think I'm missing the category, but you can tell me. I wanted a cool remote control car, like one of the really fast ones. Mm-hmm. Like a bunch of my friends had gotten them where you could change the frequency so you could race together. It wasn't just going to like, I turned on my controller, now I'm controlling yours, and I made it hit a desk.
Mm-hmm.
So one friend got the Grasshopper, another one got the Barracuda, and we're all going through these like RC magazines to look up. They weren't the super expensive ones you had to build for them, but they were better than you'd get at Radio Shack.
Yeah.
And then, man, I finally got one that Christmas, and it had a cord and could only turn when it was backing up.
Oh,
and that was
no!
The most disappointing thing I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Do you like it? Yeah, I can't wait to go take those hills that are only 1 foot away from me.
I can't wait to walk in a circle.
Mm.
Hi, Oh, sky dancers. Whoa.
There's Maitland.
Did you think you were going to dress like Little House in the Prairie, too?
They're beautiful. Sky dancers, real flying dancers with magical wings and pretty dresses, pull their magic star and they twirl and fly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't do that. Look at her spinning it on her hand.
Doll and doll with launcher sets, each soul separate.
And did you see how softly she pulled that string and then it shot off like the Apollo 13?
No. You got a rip on them.
Oh, yeah. You know, and then the string like starting breaks. A lawnmower.
Yeah.
Wait, all those one that hasn't run in 3 years.
All those little girls looked like they were brainwashed and on drugs.
Oh, the 90s.
And now they're in their 40s, and they are. This text, I really wanted to become a woman and couldn't wait to get nature's visitor.
Oh.
That evaporated immediately upon its arrival.
I cried.
Yeah.
With excitement.
Yeah, the first time it happened, because everyone else in school like had already had theirs. I was like, man, when am I going to get mine? And then I had mine and I cried the whole way home from school because I was so scared.
I don't know how that doesn't happen to every girl becoming a woman. Yeah. It seems terrifying.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Not to mention, even if you're fully like aware of what's going to happen and you've been really educated, it's I haven't experienced, but it is like, a new part-time job, right?
Yeah.
I
mean, like your first one, you never know where to expect it. And like cramps and stuff, you might feel just like, is this, what are these? Do I have to poop? Like, what is this cramp? And then suddenly, you know, you've got blood in your underwear. It's like, bleh, how did this happen? Okay, I posted this on social media at FBHW show. What's something you always wanted, but you got, and then it wasn't that great. And this one made me laugh so loud because the McRib was such a big thing. Every year when the McRib came back out, it was like, oh, it's back. And then every time you went got it, it was like, this is mystery meat slathered and barbecue sauce.
Yeah,
so good, though.
Is it?
Yeah. It's weird, though, because they take the meat and they mold it like there's ribs in it.
Yeah,
but there isn't.
It's basically
I've never had one. I think I need to try
one. It's a hot dog. Basically.
With barbecue sauce on it.
Yeah. I don't need to try one is what I was about to say. Yeah.
It's definitely not ribs.
One of the least appealing things I've ever heard in my life.
I have this cartilage piercing that I got. I've always wanted it. And it's at the top of my right ear. I just got this a few months ago. And I used to have piercings all up and down my ear, but never went that high. And I was like, I'm going to get it. I've wanted this forever. And now that I have it, I like it because it looks cool when you can see it. But for the most part, it's a pain in the ass.
Yes.
Like the girl told me, she was like, hopefully you don't wear like headphones or put in like stuff on your ears around your ears all the time. I was
like every day.
Not only do I always tuck my hair behind my ear, which gets caught in the back of the piercing, and it's a flat back piercing, but I also have headphones on all of the time. And I love to sleep on my right side where I got the piercing. Mm-hmm. So they're like, don't sleep on the right side.
Oh, God, I never even thought of that.
It'll make it look all janky and weird for the first, like, 6 months. You got to sleep on your left side. It's not working out.
You can't take it out, can you? Because the hole will heal.
Yeah, exactly. I could if I wanted to, but, yeah, then I'd have to get it re-pierced. And I'm in it for the
long. Even if you just did it at night to sleep in it?
It would close for sure. It takes forever for these to heal up when your cartilage is thicker like that.
Mm-hmm. This is awful. All right, this one, Maitland, I don't think this is going to make you feel better.
Oh, probably not.
Oh my God, I wanted a sky dancer too. Finally got it for Christmas 1 year and I pulled the string so hard it flew out of the roof.
Oh, maybe you weren't doing it right, Maitland.
It's not. Man.
This text, I wanted to be a grown ass adult all the time when I was a kid. I couldn't wait to be an adult. For all the kids thinking that, just so you know, this sucks is how it's written. I don't know if it's supposed to be sung, but there were so many U's and C's and K's and S's. This one, the commercials for the Fushigi ball made it seem otherworldly. I don't know what that is, but Fushigi? It says we got one and we were just a bunch of kids with a metal ball.
It was like a ball inside of a ball, I think. So it looked like you could do all kinds of tricks with it. And it looked like it was just kind of floating there.
That one's coming in. A lot of people dealt with that. And then, Steve, this one you've mentioned, I think, Crossfire.
Yeah.
Or was that Joe that always talked about that?
No,
he was like, it looks so cool, like you're playing in the pits of hell.
Yeah, because you had like these, they were like a, I don't know, kind of joystick looking throttle shooter things. And you, crossfire, boom, you'd spin and like shoot the things at each other. Oh, they were amazing.
This text that started it, from the 903. Mine was Crossfire. Mm. I couldn't wait. The commercial was badass, and my parents wouldn't buy it for me, so I bought it off eBay in my 40s. And wow, it was an even bigger letdown then.
You want to see a commercial for Fushigi Ball?
I would.
Yeah,
because like
I don't know
are.
What this is.
You're about to be mesmerized. It's here.
Can you crank it
it's
up
what?
Just a little bit?
It's sweeping the nation. It's Fushigi!
I've never heard of this in my life.
Oh, the, people bring these to music festivals and show them to you when you're tripping your balls off.
Fushigi. Like, I don't know what it is, but it's the coolest thing ever, and I can do it.
I am Chingoi, and this is Fushigi.
Okay, so it's just a ball, right?
It's a ball within
you,
a ball.
And you have to, you actually have to learn to manipulate to make it look cool. It's not like it just does stuff on its own.
Secrets of Fushigi, the magic gravity ball. No strings, no tricks. Magic? Maybe. An illusion? You decide. You can make Fushigi defy gravity and appear to float in midair with maneuvers like the prayer cross, the enigma, levitation, and so many more.
Right, yeah, that's just what you'd have to learn to do that with a real ball.
Yeah, but it's Fushigi ball. Yeah,
that's a great,
come on,
a great point.
It's sweeping the nation.
Yeah.
It floats, it levitates. It will confuse the senses with its mind-blowing movements. Young or old, big or small, anyone can Fushigi from the minute they pick
in
up.
In a bikini, you're fully clothed.
Yeah.
Big gravity ball. And with a little practice, you can conquer Fushigi.
This is so amazing.
I think it's fabulous.
I get it now.
Everyone loves Fushigi, and you don't have to be a magician. It's relaxing, even therapeutic. Best of all, it's
this
just
is before
amazing.
The internet, so it was a lot cooler when nobody could Google it and figure it out.
Boy, the online review really hurt companies like this. Not completely, though. Steve, when you described it as it's a ball within a ball, it was so hard for me not to go da ding da dong diggy, like ba wit da ba. It's stuck in my head now.
Da ding a dong diggy.
Da diggy.
Yeah. Ba wit da ba ba ding da dong dingy biggy diggy diggy ba 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 da booby.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
It's not the coolest version. Actually, it might be because that song's stupid.
It's like if Kid Rock was done by the Coasters.
If Kid Rock did it from where his heritage actually was from. Yeah. Suburbs and rich car dealership kid.
Uh-huh.
Which is not what I am either, but you get the idea.
I feel like this one will also resonate with everybody. A Polaroid camera. Everybody thinks a Polaroid camera is going to be cool, and then you go through the first round of film, and then you're over it.
Yeah, and then if you get, especially you get the throwback one now, and it's like, this is cool. The photo is about 3 inches by 2 inches. Mm-hmm. It's much smaller. And
yeah, we have one up there.
Yeah.
The film costs $1 billion to replace
so
now.
Expensive. And then you got to carry around a little thing in your pocket the whole time.
In addition to the phone, which has a far superior camera on it.
Yeah, Polaroid cameras were only cool when they were cool, and it's the best thing we had.
Yeah, if you busted out a legit like Polaroid now? Camera, like an original one, I got like that pink salmon colored one that everybody has. It's fine. Not great.
A lot of people are saying they wanted a cast. They wanted to break a bone and get a cast because you get all that attention.
Cast
and
cool.
Overwhelmingly, people are saying, not worth the trouble, which makes 100% of the sense.
Yeah, they always get everyone, so itchy and they smell bad.
But everyone got to sign them.
Yeah.
It's so funny to be jealous of that. I was always quite happy when I was not the friend in the cast.